It's Thursday, the 20th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia Progressive Party has proposed a temporary electricity levy to help lower power costs for consumers. At a press briefing in Windhoek, co-founder Penda Nironga said households would pay 50 and businesses 100 Namibia dollars, with a fund expected to raise over 300 million Namibia dollars to buy electricity from NamPower.
We plan to introduce local authority levy in the city of Windhoek. Our plan is that we want to levy each house will contribute $50 per month, while the business will contribute $100 per month. And we expect that it's going to generate more between 300 to 500 million per year. And that's the money we're going to use to buy electricity from NamPower. If we buy it from NamPower, it means we're going to sell it cheaper because the money is coming from the community.
The party also called for the electrification of informal settlements, improving sanitation and introducing a tram transport system. Speaking at the COP30 climate summit, Environment Minister Indileni Daniel said current economic frameworks must align with the Paris Agreement's 1.5 degree target. Daniel stressed that trade policy should become a catalyst for climate resilient, sustainable growth, not a barrier for developing countries. She further said that the world must shift from extractive economic models towards regenerative, climate smart systems that enable fairer, greener development. Namibia's call comes as countries debate how global markets can accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future. Here's Professor Morgan Hauptfleisch, an associate professor in the Faculty of Natural Resources and Spatial Sciences at the Namibia University of Science and Technology.
So I fully agree with what the minister said. I think it's important that the Paris Agreement of COP28 gets implemented. So any pressure from especially countries which feel the effects of climate change and are not necessarily responsible for much of the emissions should be affected more positively and should be able to get funding for their adaptation plans.
Then a new report by AfriForum claims discriminatory state policies and rising intimidation against minorities have worsened in South Africa this year. The civil rights organization claims Afrikaners and other minorities are facing exclusion, property attacks and threats, while critics of the government are being targeted. AfriForum's Ernst van Zyl says they will share the report with G20 embassies and at the United Nations Forum on Minority Issues.
The difference between AfriForum and the ANC is that while the ANC lays awake at night thinking of ways to cover up the truth, AfriForum lays awake at night thinking of more effective ways to help the truth get out. We need the public to help us by downloading the report and sharing it far and wide.
And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a bill directing the Justice Department to release all files tied to the late convicted offender Jeffrey Epstein within 30 days. This comes after the bill, formerly titled the Epstein Files Transparency Act, was overwhelmingly supported by both chambers of Congress. In a post on Truth Social, Trump framed the release of the files as a transparency effort. Staying with the Trump administration, rapper Nicki Minaj has repeated President Trump's contest. It claims that Christians are being systematically persecuted in Nigeria. While addressing the United Nations, Minaj said Christians are being targeted, driven from their homes and killed. Tony Waterman has that story.
In her five-minute speech, Minaj warned of the deadly threat faced by Christians in Nigeria and praised President Trump for highlighting the issue. Earlier this month, Trump threatened to deploy U.S. troops to Nigeria, guns ablazing, to end what he claims is the mass slaughter of Christians at the hands of Islamist insurgents. Nigeria has been fighting a 16-year war against Boko Haram and Islamic State, and while tens of thousands of people have been killed, the independent conflict monitoring group, ACLED, says only a small percentage of the attacks have been religiously motivated and that both Christians and Muslims have been targeted. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.